part of the conversation. Send us a WhatsApp message on +27 73 470 3520 or call us at +27 12 001 7679. Let your voice be heard. Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.
What does the Bible tell us about the first and second resurrection, and where does God's people, where do they fit in to this whole narrative? And I think this is the scripture that is most interesting, right? 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and 16, 17. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a cry of command, with the voice of an archangel, and with the sound of the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so will we will always be with the Lord. Joining us in this discussion is going to be Pastor Hilary Tindita, taking us through, helping us understand this idea, this concept of death and resurrection. We are in that fundamental belief of Seventh-day Adventists as we go through the final doctrine. Mfundisi, good afternoon to you and welcome to the Maranatha Drive.
Good afternoon, brother. How are you?
No, we are doing okay, Mfundisi. Trusting that you're okay?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much.
Marvelous stuff. Marvelous. Pastor, we are looking here at this great concept, death and resurrection. Help us understand the first and second resurrection. Why this distinction? What's going on here?
All right. Maybe, brother Derek, we can have a word of prayer, then we
dive in. Certainly.
We are praying. Our dear Heavenly Father, may your name be glorified. We want to thank you for everything that you have done for us. We want to thank you for this beautiful day that you have given us. As we are going to deliberate on this topic, we invite the Holy Spirit to give us understanding and wisdom. Bless all the listeners from different places. For we pray all this trusting and believing in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, sir.
Okay, thank you very much. When it comes to the first and second resurrection, we need to understand in all this, we need to tread softly.
Okay.
We must realize that there are two different groups. There are those who are obedient to God and those who are not obedient to God. So later on, I'll explain why this is important to take note.
Okay.
If we read in the book of Revelation chapter 20, verses 6, the Bible says, blessed and holy is he who has part in the first resurrection. Over such, the second death has no power. So, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ and shall reign with him 1,000 years. So from the book of Revelation, you already see that there are two groups of resurrection. The first and the second.
And apparently there's even a blessing for those who partake in the first one.
Yes. So there is a blessing in the one who partake in the first resurrection.
Okay.
Now, there are two resurrections, but these resurrections are different in timing.
Okay.
And they are different in when they resurrected, what happens to them, the events after. Now, those who partake in the first resurrection, we find them in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, the last three verses. The Bible says, within the twinkling of an eye, we shall all be changed, and then the corruptible shall put on incorruptible. The mortal shall put on immortality. So it is those who died in Christ, who were obedient in Christ, who accepted Christ as their personal Savior, who will partake in the first resurrection. So it's not everyone, but it's only those who accepted Jesus while they were still alive. And then when Jesus comes for the second time, they will partake in the first resurrection.
How will he make this distinction, Mfundisi? How will he know that these ones are the ones who must rise up first? What's that going to look like? Or is that the scripture we read earlier on?
Yes. like we are saying that those who would have accepted Jesus, those who would have lived their lives accordingly, and instead of maybe not deviating much from the topic, from the lesson, but also remember there is the judgment and everything that has to take place.
Okay.
It's not that on that very day God will say, okay, let me check who's coming first or what.
But it's already predetermined.
This process would have been done. And after all, it is not God who determines who rises first or second.
Okay.
The choice is upon us as human beings.
Hmm.
I choose whether I want to partake in the first or in the second.
Okay.
So it's us. It's not like God has already appointed that, okay, you will resurrect in the first, you will resurrect in the second. No. God is saying salvation is free, it's for everyone. Anyone who accepts Jesus as his personal savior, they'll partake in the first resurrection. Mm. So it's up to me to decide whether I want to partake or not.
Wow, I like that. So this idea of a predestination is out of the window. It's up
to
me.
Yes, no, that one is out.
Okay. And then the second group, the second resurrection now?
Okay, now, it will cover some of the questions maybe asked later on.
Okay.
Now, if we read in the book of Revelation chapter 20, verse 5. Now, when the first resurrection takes place, one may ask, okay, what happens to those who are dead?
Yes.
The Bible says in Revelation chapter 20, verse 5, but the rest of the dead did not live again until the 1,000 years were finished. Mm. This is the first resurrection. So the dead, they remain dead. And then those who are resurrected in the first resurrection, they are caught up, they stay in heaven for 1,000 years.
Mm-hmm.
Then after 1,000 years, they come back, the New Jerusalem comes down.
All right.
Then the wicked are risen again.
Hmm.
So when the wicked are risen, they are not risen they still have the corruptible. That's where the difference now comes in. They still have the corruptible body. They still have mortality.
Hmm.
So when they are raised again, they are raised to be judged. If we read in the book of Revelation chapter 20, verses 13.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The sea gave up the dead who were in it, and death and Hades delivered up the dead who were in them, and they were judged each one according to his works. This is the second group.
Wow.
The death and Hades were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death.
Mm.
And anyone not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire.
You know, Mfundisi, just to jump in there, it's fascinating. Usually one would think it's only the righteous who will resurrect. But here you're saying everybody who has ever lived will get an opportunity to live again. And I think that is quite fascinating. One would then want to wonder, where then does the importance of not waking up or following come in? Because everyone's going to wake up. And why is it that actually Christ died when he says so that you might never die? And I think it's a good segue, Mfundisi, to go into this idea of the second death that you're mentioning here. You keep mentioning in passing the second death. What is that about? Because I thought people already die. Okay. We're all going to die. But now there's apparently a second death.
Yes, the second death. Maybe to go a bit deeper, without confusing, but a bit deeper. Now, the first death that we are dying now, there's room for resurrection.
Hmm.
There is hope for resurrection. The first death has a hope for resurrection.
Now, in actual fact, somebody suggested to cut you. In actual fact, the first death, everyone will resurrect from it, is it not? It just matters which side you're going to be in the resurrection. But yes, to resurrect, we are all going to resurrect. And I think that's fascinating. Yes.
Everyone will resurrect in the first one. Everyone will resurrect in the first one.
So that's not the death then that Christ died. I'm sorry to digress a bit, but I'm finding it so profound.
You're right.
Christ, when he said he's dying so that we might live, he's not dying for the first death. Everyone's going to die that death. Okay. Talk to us, Mfundis.
So Christ, it is only Christ who died the eternal death.
Yeah.
Now, the eternal death is the second death.
Okay.
So only Christ died the eternal death and resurrected. Mm. It is only Christ who resurrected from the eternal death, and no one else will ever resurrect from eternal death.
Wow.
So the second group, the wicked, when they die, and there will never be any other resurrection.
Mm.
So one may say, after all, like you're saying, one will say, after all, we're all going to resurrect.
Mm.
But we are resurrecting for what?
Mm. Mm.
But we are doomed, or we are resurrecting to have eternal life.
Yeah.
So we say the eternal life and eternal death.
Mm.
And also there's something maybe just to clarify there or to point out.
Yes, sir.
We often tend to have these ideas that when the wicked are burning, when God is purifying the earth, this will die, will happen eternally.
Okay.
It will happen forever. It doesn't happen forever. It's not ever. It's not eternal fire that people continue burning.
It's the death that will be eternal, not the burning.
Yes.
Okay, I think I hear you.
Then after that, there'll be the new heaven and the new earth. Now the new earth, where the righteous are going to stay in the new earth.
Mm-hmm,
but
well,
that's the topic for another day. But so that's all about the
second death.
The second death, yes.
But someone might be wondering then, because if I'm hearing you well, Pastor, you're saying how it's working is, there are those who are dying now, like we all die the first death. Some come, like we read from the scripture in the beginning, 1 Thessalonians 4. Then Christ will come. At his coming, there will be those who are alive. If they are righteous, they will be then taken together with those who will resurrect. That's the first resurrection, apparently, like you're saying, according to the scripture.
Yes.
Then those who are wicked, what happens to them, the ones who are alive when Christ comes?
Okay, those who are alive when Christ comes, they'll be slain by his glory. So those ones will be slain by his glory. So when they're slain by his glory, they will die.
So at the first coming, if you're not a saint, if you're not a believer, if you're not have not accepted Christ, then you will perish. Am I hearing you well?
Yes. You will perish.
So let me get this. So now we've got this group, the first resurrection, those who are believers rise, those who are alive but wicked, they die, the earth is desolate. They go for the millennium, like you're saying, there, the 1,000 years. After that, they come back, the second group is resurrected. These are the wicked now. When they resurrect, they do what? What? Because you're now mentioning the second death almost immediately after that. One might be wondering now, what's the point of raising them up if they're going to just die again? Why not just leave them dead? They're dead already, I mean.
Okay. And what's the point of them coming back to life again? Now, they are judged because God is a justful God.
God is
honest. God, if we go back, God could have, when Adam and Eve sinned, God could have created another Adam and Eve. Sin crept in, God could have chosen to do, but because he is a transparent God, he wants to show that, okay, we have a freedom of choice. Now, when the dead, the wicked are risen up, they are raised up, number one, to be judged.
Okay.
In other words, they have to understand, to see that the judgment of God is perfect. It's not that God was choosing, like, okay, you go there, you go. Like we said from the beginning, it's our works that decide what we want. So then each person will see that, okay, this is how I lived my life. And then all of them will say, worthy, your judgment is worthy, and you are right, O Lord. So there's no one who will question, why am I here, or why am I where I am? Now, for a thousand years, also to connect together, the righteous will understand why the wicked did not make it. Because remember, I'll put myself as an example. You know, we carry the Bibles, they say, okay, now I'm Mfundisi and everything.
Okay.
In the back of our minds, we think, Mfundisi is going to make it.
Candidate for heaven. No matter
what. He's candidate. And I pray and I sweat and people say, this one is the first candidate.
Mm-hmm.
But then it happens. I don't take part in the first resurrection. Get to heaven, they don't even see me. Okay. If God would have just left that outside, it will let a lot of questions. Where is he? Because what we saw, we saw a perfect or a saint. But what happened? Then God brings everything to light. Like, okay, what was he doing in the darkness?
Yeah.
So you thought this pastor of yours is living this life, but he had a double standard life. And then we will then understand why. That's why there will be so much surprises. But we will then understand that, okay, God's judgment is worthy. It's correct.
Yeah.
Then when the second group that is risen, the wicked, they also have to testify. They also have to understand that, okay, it's my choice. I had a privilege to choose to be in New Jerusalem, but I decided not to. Then based on my choice, then the judgment is perfect.
Hey, Mfundisi, unfortunately our time is out, but maybe in 30 seconds or so, hey man, this, I know I'm going to ask you an impossible question because there is no way you might know, unless if maybe there's a scripture that is there, that this exhibit, right, that's being presented to say, no, Mzalwane, this one here, let me tell you what's going on. Is it going to be like a movie played on this big IMAX screen where everyone sees why I don't qualify? I mean, I'm having our producer here, Bongi, saying, I bought a whole film of my indiscretions and everyone is seeing, is that what's going to be? Or maybe it's just alighting to our minds. That, oh, I see it in my mind. Then at least it's not public and everyone sees my sin. And I remember another pastor was saying, hey, if you know you've got sins that you don't want anyone to ever know about, make sure you're in the first resurrection. Then you don't have to be asked nasty things about, hey, when this one here, why is he not here? He's very much good person. No. Then everyone has to see your things. I don't know, Mfundisi, is that what's going to happen?
No, okay. Well, to answer that, I like the way you said it, that we may not have fully the full idea on how it will happen.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Bible says the eye have not seen and the ear have not heard. So this is just an imagination that we are doing. But according to the Bible says, whatever is done in secret shall be put plainly. So it means careful. Everyone will see.
We are going to see Mfundisi.
So whether it's a file, I'll just go and download your file and check, or it's a big screen, but I will see.
Yo, I get, Lord have mercy, Pastor. Yeah. Thank you so much for today. We'll then finish off our fundamental belief tomorrow, death and resurrection. But for today, we really appreciate you coming through.
Thank you very much. God bless you.
Oh my. Bazalane, I don't know if there will be popcorn in heaven, but I think that would be a popcorn moment right there. Like, I want to see what's going to happen, especially those that you were suspected. Like, this one is holy. But hey, it's not make sure Aglom Zalane Lona. When you don't see them, get ready. It's about to go down. Alana, as humans, can we just agree, Uguti, those who don't make it, didn't make it, don't worry about why they didn't make it. Don't ask questions, Mzalwane. Those who made it, just leave it. They're not there. You look around, you can't find them. It's okay. If I'm lost, I deserve it. Please don't ask questions. No, we want to know. We want to audit. Maybe you've made a mistake. Where's Bongi? We want to know.
Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.